In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Glory to Jesus Christ. So there in the dank cave, after months of waiting and preparation, the doubts and the faith, from the first strange message of Archangel Gabriel, then to the census and the arduous journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem while Mary is great with child. No room at Bethlehem's only inn, taking refuge in a stable fashion from a cave, and then finally being delivered through the birth of this beautiful little baby boy, and laying this child in the only cradle available, a manger, a feed trough full of hay, and surrounded by the sounds, and not to mention the smells of animals, and of course the damp, stale air. And there in the dank cave, being watched over by a couple of poor, marginalized unknowns, is hope. There in the manger rests the hope of the world, the hope of the human soul. Scripture tells us that of all the gifts given to us in this life, the preeminent three are faith, hope, and love. We speak frequently, and rightfully so, about the greatest of these, which is love. And we are continually reminded of faith. This evening, I'd like to reflect on the quiet cousin of the three, hope. Now, hope is often seen as something in the future. Things are bad now. There are wars. There are acts of violence. There's prejudice and manipulation. There's disjointed families and strained relationships. There's broken hearts and grief and loneliness. And there are breakdowns of mental health and physical health. And it's real, and it hurts. And so hope is thrown at this mess with the idea that someday, some future day, things might get better. My dear loves, it's such a small part of hope that the future might be better. It's a small part. Because hope doesn't start in the future. Hope actually starts in the past with memory. Hope is born of a deep knowledge of what is already. When the prodigal son was wasting away in filth and starvation, what first gave him hope was not thinking about some better future. His first hope came from the memory of how good life was in his father's house. It was the memory of his true home that first gave him hope, and only then did he begin to look toward a brighter future. The hope that springs from memory first is a much stronger hope than the hope that is solely in the future. The future is foggy. The future is unwritten. The future is uncertain, and as it should be, that's its nature. The memory of the heart contains a depth that once discovered can make you nearly invincible. We can start with the memory of your own life, all the joys and sorrows specific to you. And I bet some of them are pretty big, both joys and sorrows. All the victories, all the times you missed the mark. And here you are, resilient and alive and wiser and loved. So very loved. And God was with you and in you in all of it. And that is the memory of what you experienced and what you lived. And there's a deeper memory still, you might say a cosmic memory. And that memory is the memory not so much of what you did and experienced, but a memory of who you are. It's one thing to remember that God is with you and in you in all that you do and experience. It's a deeper reality still to remember that you are the image of God in your very being. The seed of divinity is in your very nature, uniquely yours. in your very person as you. It is the deep memory of this image, this divinity within you that says, I am created for something greater. And no matter what gets thrown at me, that trajectory, that path to something greater is unstoppable if I want it. Because that glory is in my very nature, and my very being remembers it. And hope is the memory that the seed of that life have already been planted. The seed of that life have already been planted in me. Now, in addition to memory, hope is also in the present, in the now. Notice we haven't even gotten to the future yet. Hope is in the now. Hope is having eyes to see the very breath of God moving in the world and in your life this very hour. I remember a number of years ago walking through an impoverished area of an impoverished city. It was a concrete jungle. Pollution, crime, soot-covered walls, metal bars on every window, someone with a gun in every door, exposed electric cables, feral dogs, and street children. And as I walked by, in a kind of sadness, a monarch butterfly fluttered by so quick I almost missed it. But my eyes caught it in that moment, and I saw hope. That monarch had stirred a deep memory that humanity was created for something greater than this ugly concrete street. And the monarch was in the present. It was here in the now, confirming that the breath of God had not only not forgotten this mean street, but was even that hour moving among and within its inhabitants. Somehow confirmed by this little creature of beauty, the fact that monarchs still return to our concrete jungles, well, that's just one small instance of a rather profound and powerful experience of hope. A hope that came because a present experience awakened a deep memory of how glorious we were created to be. If you close your eyes for a moment, go ahead, close your eyes for just a moment and open your heart. It's there. The memory that you were created for something more glorious is in there. And this brings us back to that dank cave in Bethlehem, where a newborn child lies in a feed trough full of hay. A child who is God in the flesh, who is God with us. He is our hope because he is life, and he is glorious life, and today he is us, and today he is you. And we have both a collective memory as the people of God who have been celebrating this event for 2,000 years. And you have your own unique memories of how this event of our Lord's Nativity has touched your life over the years. And there's a cosmic memory within us that just knows that God created this world to enter it, to become one with it, to be one with you. Our cosmic memory knows that it could not be any other way than God would come to his world. That we were created for this moment when Jesus Christ is born as one of us. The memory that he breathes our air that he made for us, that he drinks human milk, sleeps human sleep, and cries human tears. And all of this memory of God with us forms our hope. And a final thought I want to share with you this evening is the reminder that all hope, and therefore our hope in the nativity of Jesus Christ, is also in the present, in the now. While born from memory, hope is also seeing the power of this sacred birth moving in the world and moving in your life this very hour. And as you go out into your various celebrations and eventually back to more ordinary days, I invite you to keep your heart and your eyes open to the stirrings of a more glorious and divine life. You don't want to miss the butterfly, you know? The hope of the Savior's birth moves around us and within us even now. Amen.